Oh, am I ever ready? Oh, if you enjoyed the first part, or if you didn't hear the first part, you should go back and listen to it. In which case, this is the second part of the audio collage that is known as Follow the Program. There's always pleasure in hearing you make sounds to someone somewhere. We will soon be the highest rated and most unusual podcast in the history of podcasting, if we haven't proven that we are already. In any case, before this becomes any more wearisome, from the days before computers or digital editing, or at least before anybody like me could afford them, the audio collage, Follow the Program, Part 2.
The only way you can make friends down on the waterfront is to die.
Remember when she told the ladies her son Walter was a balloonist?
Perhaps he is a balloonist.
Perhaps he's a box of marshmallow cream.
That's the only way I could have lived with you all these years.
What?
Endured your selfishness, your unbelievable selfishness.
Well,
everything's for you for 20 years, everything for you.
No, that's
enough. Your work, your pleasures, what you think, what you want, everything for you, nothing for anyone else.
Why should they suspect him?
Well, he knew one of them girls, and, well, he had been sent away, ma'am.
Sent away?
What's on your mind?
I've been doing considerable thinking about the party we're going to have a week from Saturday.
What a tragedy. He doesn't have a head full of brains, you know?
You see what this is? This is the last ditch attempt to prove your virility.
I must not linger here.
But there you had something. But it wasn't talent. Now stop spitting in each other's eyes.
It's not your typical, you know, pastels. This is definitely in neon colors with hammers.
Diving out of the train at 80 miles an hour.
It's a real chore to fill yours up.
Resurgence. I'd like some more economic ways of getting pots at an equitable price.
Nope, you're gonna have to buy nickel bags.
I went to the wrestling matches and watched Gorgeous George throw some guy around like a poker chip in Tijuana.
Mother in heaven, I'd rather be married to a fool with a heart in him than you.
Well, then...
You haven't got a heart. You never had a heart. It's you, and no one else, and that boy can be dead out there and you don't care.
You look like a college boy after a big game celebration, like you'd wake up any minute and say, "Stop the car, I don't feel so good."
He had to go to an asylum for a while.
Yeah, that's quite enough, Dan. Mrs. Giles, I must tell you this. David was discharged from the rest home, completely cured. It
were, for that matter, not just another cute novelty.
Mom says I have to be alone so I won't get excited. She wants to stay with me. But she did come back. She said there
are only two reasons that people resort to artificial insemination. Either because the husband is impotent, or you're a raving faggot.
Senorita, if too many people find out...
Now, don't worry, Pancho.
Yes,
I said it was all right.
And,
of course, Brett is easily amused.
Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to be alone.
Number 9287.
A young man went to see his girl a dark and stormy night. He asked her if she'd be his wife, he thought would be all right. He said, "We'll go a-traveling as soon as we are wed." Her father said, "You're wrong, my boy, you'll go right now instead." And he went traveling, traveling.
Grabbed my briefcase and bag, took the brake off and shoved. The car slid into the water in a slow, smooth glide.
With my music, I think I'm walking a thin line.
I don't like all the risk involved. What's left on my thumb? It's still numb.
He couldn't ad-lib a fart after a Boston baked bean dinner.
There's only one way to go. Down!
Will you go away and let me go on with my work?
Whatever isn't selling at the moment.
Oh, stuffy in here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Gun in my back supposed to help?
That's up to you.
What are you, into corpses or something, man? What do you mean his wife is very pretty?
She is.
I'm so sick. But I'm not so lonesome now.
I don't know what the laws are. The second and a half, some short span of time you can filch from somewhere and not have to, you know, I don't mind sharing the copyright, but the manner in which I gather some of my sense, I have no idea.
Back to old New York. what a walk, and then I kept traveling.
You see the good sense of that, don't you?
This program would not be complete if we did not have an average GI's mother on it.
Yes, indeed.
Hey. You see, I did hear her audition, and she was terrible.
What street? Stay along the right-hand side just a little bit. There's a new apartment building, right? You see that blue thing is there?
Yeah. He's about her?
He has more brains asleep, Ronald Reagan, than Clinton has awake.
Uh-huh.
100,000 times more brains.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about you, but...
Oh, you don't have to.
Are you going to leave, Carolyn?
David. You heard.
Yes.
I'm asking you for the last time to go away and let me do my work.
But listen to me. You've been out here all night. But I've been in the back of the house alone, and I've been listening, and I didn't want to come in here, but I had to.
Dramatically, it was about as thrilling as watching Kate Smith take a douche.
I was worried there for a minute.
You have to stop here, sir. Go. That's right. That's good. Stop the light down.
Hey, at least the country is in better shape, I'll tell you that much.
It was.
And his wife is gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Nancy Reagan, what a doll.
Nancy Reagan,
she's a doll.
Really?
But by and large, I have no idea.
Come on, we'll take a cab.
We?
Well, unless you want to walk.
You have my sympathy, crab meat, but I don't see what I can do about the matter.
Car right down here. Now look, big shot. In a drugstore, I get all the mystery I want for 2 bits. You want?
When we come out, I says, Gigi, in 9 months, you will have a baby. You may name it Fritz if you wish. You know what she said? She says, in 3 hours, you will have a rash. You may also name it Fritz if you wish.
You up. Okay. See what the pizza place is up there? The pizza thing?
No.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon.
Which is often the indication of remarkable talent as distinguished from somebody who just does some cute stuff.
It's good to see you again. It's been nearly...
This is Mr. Adams, Pop. Give him one overlooking the bay. He's never been here before.
Hey, he can have 411.
Oh.
Yes, actually, he's been slightly wounded.
What about your titling and pseudonyms and other...
Right. Wow. And you're proud of this guy, huh?
I am.
Boy, you... unbelievable.
You're not getting 1 cent for crawling in here tonight, and you know it.
Gentlemen, I hope your work in the future will be a lot better than it was here this afternoon, I'll tell you that. Holy Jesus.
As soon as you want to make it the right kind, you can go home. Here we are, into the back seat. You drive, Eddie. You boys run on. I'll grab a cab.
Get in.
We'll begin the tour with something exotic, huh?
Oh, great.
1,000 men were trying to pull a mule from off the track. They pulled him just about a foot, and then he pulled them back. Then someone did a funny thing. He must have been a fool. He went and got a piece of straw and tried to tickle the mule. And Eddie went traveling, traveling.
Mommy doesn't think you really come to see me. Why don't you come away from over there in the shadow so I can see you? Huh. Please.
Not a marvelous guy, but he's a reasonably good guy. Just an average guy. He's nothing good. A little below average, probably. I think he's a fucking asshole, actually.
Let's keep it that way. I'll be ready in an hour.
Oh, I'm in pretty fair shape.
He's almost as old as his father.
Yes, he is.
Oh, thunder.
What, I should use my real name and embarrass my family and friends?
But I know all the pot we had the other day.
Oh, Stan, I just want to kiss you.
Okay with me, honey.
Can you get those bonds or whatever they are converted in time for the fight?
I promise I won't get excited because I know what'll happen if I do. I heard Mommy talking to Dr. Sam. Dr. Sam says, if I get excited, I'll die.
And no, but about Miss Struggle's shoe size,
excuse me. I want you to understand why I've never in my life made any exceptions in the way I treat the struggling talent and so-called talent around here.
There's something outside the house. Find out what it is, Charles.
20 years ago, I thought you were an irrational woman.
I thought I'd trained you out of that irrationality. I was wrong.
I don't think they could afford it.
No.
It is very affordable, mind you. The day you realize you need a cellular phone in your car, it could be too late.
Well, it's the same as this. Oh, no!
Besides, I was curious to see just what your reaction would be. Think this was an easy thing to tell to a newly married bride?
I would have found out sooner or later.
Has that been done here before?
Celebrating an irregular perforated oval.
They call him the leader.
Him?
That guy.
Now you're talking.
He was sitting there?
Hi, it's Pee Wee Herman. Take it from me. They don't come any better than Neil Rogers.
Where is this going to stop with these Democrats?
You having fun?
Mm-hmm.
No, Vic is remaining in his chair.
See, what did I tell you? Ever listen to such a fight in your life?
Protect you and your loved ones from the sudden and unpredictable things that hopefully won't happen when you least expect it to.
Number 9296.
That's what happens when I drink too much coffee.
You didn't even drink coffee.
All right.
Because under the Republicans, I mean, we had family members who didn't do that kind of stuff. All they did was, steal the life savings of elderly people and rip off savings of the loan companies. And outside of that, they were good guys.
Because I'm going to guarantee you, you're going to have to bring up a stretcher, reinforced stretcher, because Bruno San Martino, you got no chance at all.
By next Thursday, you'll be on the easiest street in the biggest house in the block.
He has a rather bad kidney problem. You can tell from his rusty zipper and his yellow tennis shoes.
Where are these noises?
At the back of the house.
Well, you're frightened. You don't have to go with me.
I want to know.
What? That you're a fool?
We're walking into, like, the most dysfunctional radio station in the country.
Oh, it's starting to hear.
Oh, darling. You were asleep. You were drunk.
Only the best! Only the best! Ah!
Standing up there, battling to keep them from pulling you back down.
I did plan to tell you, Carolyn, in due time.
Number 9297.
Oh, I made a mistake. Did you get that? Oh, I made a mistake.
That's terrible.
Yes, it is terrible.
Good. Just be a good mouse. You got a lot of time to waste it this way, mister.
I'm not talking.
Humiliate Israel in Just a Minute is the title of one of my pieces.
That sounds found.
Because that's what I heard most of.
That's right.
Good stuff. I love the titles. I'm just looking through this.
Code number 9315.
Waiting at the church.
Yay! I can get that thing.
Wow, that's the most I get out of volume.
Carolyn, if you want to leave me, I can't blame you. I realize it may be asking a little too much of any woman.
Got a lot of time to waste it this way, mister.
I thought about Graves lying at the bottom of the reservoir with his head broken. They probably wouldn't find him for weeks.
What's Mrs. Jenkins got anyway that makes people walk their feet off?
Well, so what am I supposed to hear? There's nothing. Hello out there. Hello.
Here, take this little satchel. You can stuff it in there. Stuff it in there.
I'm not sure I trust you.
You want to have a bang-up time, won't you?
Yes, and they played the heck out of it.
It's great. Too rainy, man.
Play it. Just play it.
There was I, waiting at the church, waiting at the church, waiting at the church. When I found he'd left me in the lurch, Lord, how it did upset me.
I tried to follow the conversation, but it was like trying to put a smoke ring in your pocket.
You know, the job is alive and well here in this state, and especially, you know, all you have to do is listen.
What about shocking babies? What about shocking baby secrets?
We'll pick up some beef kebab, eat a little beef kebabs and...
Come get away to marry you today. My wife won't let me.
Number 9329.
Yeah, really, I didn't expect to get paid for this. I haven't any more right to take money for working on this program than you have.
I have to get a little bit of punishment every day. No, I have to repent. Because, see, I'm going to go to hell.
Who
according to these people.
You don't know.
Come on, old man. I'm sure everyone here trusts you.
He was just there, Brother Linda.
No!
Yes, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, you're foolish.
I'm not foolish.
Well, I'd have done the same thing myself.
Wake up. Wake up, sweet boy. Come on, it's time for your 10 o'clock feeding.
Well, what now?
Listen.
To what?
Listen.
To what?
I thought...
You heard the wind whistling through the cracks in your brain. Come into the house.
Who has all of the charm, all of the warmth of an unflushed toilet.
Here?
Yeah. So what? Give me the lantern. If it's that boy...
Well, it could be him, couldn't it?
That crazy young fool playing practical jokes.
Well, go... And people like you and me...
You're going to go to hell because you're a Democrat?
Yes. Because I don't believe the way they do.
Who threw the blood all over it? One of your friends?
Maybe Neen.
Does he show that he's sort of maturing in the Army? And...
Oh, yes. Quite a bit. He's quite a man now.
Well?
Oh, nothing much. Another investigation in Washington. Good night, honey.
Oh?
I'll call you in the morning.
All right.
Somebody's been there by the window, dear.
He's a real, real thing.
Hey, Sue?
You'd have so much enjoyment, you'd never forget it.
Don Rickles succeeded in crossing a French broad and a Chinese broad and got a broad that sucks laundry.
Well, friends, I presume I can trust you not to mention that the, entertainment was held out here tonight. Then let's all go. Fight's about to start. Pierce?
What's going on here?
Charles, something moving under the ground.
Yeah. So dark. Can't quite make out.
Charles.
Hey, that is our idea. Certainly.
Hey, that's nice work if you can get it. You know, Freddy, I don't care.
It was all in the papers. They had found the car with my fingerprints on the door. They had my description right down to the color of my eyes. They'd even checked the bus station, and the ticket seller had remembered me.
Someone of some sort?
Take me back to the house.
Oh, go yourself. Moon will come out of the clouds, see what this is.
Give me the lantern, Charles.
No, I want to see. The house is back there. Turn around and go back to it. Go ahead.
Well, I got a little extra something for you. I got the black claw.
You and your friend here better go sap somebody else.
Sure, Novak. We'll look around, but hang on to your cards because you still got a hand in this game.
Thanks.
Pioneer a whole new concept of daring, nonconformity, perhaps.
Yes. It is something burrowing. Infernal moon come out, I'd see there. Coming out now, I'll see what... Holes. Holes in the ground all over.
Number 9335.
I
didn't listen. I didn't hear it.
Oh, yes, Mr. Adams.
I'd like my briefcase.
Oh, all right.
You keep well, do you, Mr. Cook?
Oh, so.
You're almost as old as Rush.
Yeah, almost.
How old are you now?
Well, on the 27th day of next February...
Mr. Cook, I just thought of a proof Miss Trogle takes a side... I'll tell you my proof.
I'll tell you mine.
When I visited East St. Louis last fall, I called up Miss Trogle, wanting to borrow a pair of sneakers. You don't... Oh, excuse me.
You may be risking your life by remaining here.
I love you, David. I'll risk it.
I want you to be certain.
I'll have to have your receipt.
Well, there you are.
Just initial it. Hotel policy so we can show you got your case.
Okay. There.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Listen, man, I'm changing mine right now.
Let's all change.
Yeah, come on. Then race like hell and catch him.
You made a bum pitch, Novak. Can I trust
him? I'd let go. You can't afford a fight now.
I want you for Eddie, Novak.
Sorry, fella. The water's going to be cold.
Shocking baby, 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 baby. Boxes. Very four-cornered. Gossip and all that. I'm...
I think he saw me before with the camera.
You're right. It shouldn't be that. I don't believe in that. I don't pick on people. I respect people with handicaps.
He's in the ring now. Referee's talking to them. I have to watch them, but I have to watch Beers, too.
Amount of agility and speed. And, of course, this may be the deciding factor in the match.
That's a sad and thankless task, this labor of yours, well I know. For many a time in the night, I've heard the lost ones cry, Raphael, come and lead us. We have gone astray.
I clutter up the tape just the way I like it. I like it. I like it.
Hey, what's the trouble? Trouble going on?
No. Whatever gave you that idea?
I'm a night watchman over here. That fellow lying on the dock there dead?
Well, if he's not, he's going to catch cold.
What about the other fellow? Maybe he can't swim.
But he...
No, I don't. No, no. If you won't get mad, honey, I'll tell you.
Show business is his life.
But that isn't possible. No. Animal burrows. What animal could make a hole 4 feet across?
It's war with guns blazing.
Right through here, and right through here, and right through here. Just curiosity.
Shirley?
Dalvondrian. There are the telephones.
I'll get it.
Yes, you get it.
Don't even look at them, in fact. It's probably the best thing to do.
Oh, you mean the funny-looking guy?
Huh?
All banged up. I think he was in a fight. Sure, somebody shot him. I think he was in a fight. He asked about a fella and went down the dock.
Think so, but not really. I'm a baseball history nut. I don't follow the game anymore.
Good homemaker.
We'd like you to have this little personal television set as a memento of this occasion.
What animal?
Claire! Where are you? Claire!
So dark, I can't see you. Claire! Where are you? Claire! Where are you? Claire!
Yes, Claire.
Claire!
I ran through the night looking for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
I don't want to get involved.
Pants are putting on a show of fancy footwork.
And little enough thanks do I get when I take their hands.
It's not cluttered, though. It's not cluttered.
That's like pouring a bottle of cyanide in a wedding cake.
Because in the end, I may fail and be put to death.
To death?
Yes, there are going to be other murders. Don't ask me how I know this, but I'm almost positive that...
Of course, the two fighters I've hired put on a good show. It's artistic. We can't have Pierce getting worried about how raw it'll look when...
I don't want to make no fucking trouble.
It's cluttered, but it's in an organized fashion.
You had fallen into one of those craters, into one of those holes in the ground. I couldn't see you, but I could hear you. But which one of the holes...
You're getting tall, Rush.
Yeah, you're almost as tall as the telephone.
I say from the bottom of my heart, really, you're not a well person. I'll have to go out tonight and see if I can prevent it.
Why are you telling me this? Yes, I'm going to stay, David.
Number 9343.
I'm crazy about it.
How long can you walk around the street touching yourself and think this is normal, huh?
There was a man out there. A man moving around. Are you sure of it, Mary? I don't see anyone. Well, maybe you can't see him from here, but I saw him from the window of my room.
I got an answer for that.
You haven't got an answer for anything, Hellman. You can't fill in the return address envelope. What's on your mind?
Blast the moon. Why did it come out? If it hadn't come out, I wouldn't have seen. And my head... Stop it, Claire, stop it. I can still hear you.
How old is the telephone?
I simply can't understand it at all.
She's not getting better.
I can't understand it.
Now, Pierce is feeling at his feet, making sure the satchel's still there, looking around furtively, thinking... They really trust me. Silly smile on his face.
There she was, sitting on the couch, the open briefcase in her lap.
So much money, Arthur. You must sell an awful lot of cars.
Is that why you killed him, Arthur, for all this money?
No one from headquarters was able to catch up with the general on the ground.
Something that glistened, wet in the moonlight. Something long and slimy. A great twisting snake. Yet not a snake. Not a snake. And the fear in me made me fall to the ground, and I saw as I lay there, I saw.
Hey, you know, Negro, I'm a Jew. Does it matter what you are? You bet your ass it matters.
Enjoying the fight?
Sure, but your foot doesn't look pretty good in there.
Oh, don't worry about young Pancho.
How much?
How about all of it? Here's $20. Think you better hurry.
You know why I killed that man, Betsy?
Because he had all this lovely money.
No. Because he wanted to take it away from me.
Margaret, the child simply must be kept quiet at all costs.
A great blind worm. It was a worm. A worm 10, 20, no, 30 feet long, crawling in fright to its home in the ground. And it moved toward you, Claire.
Number 9356.
I'm not the kind of girl who sees things.
I didn't say you were, Betsy.
You don't see anything?
Harry. I know we've all been under strain today. I
kind of point out in opposite directions.
Spoke 2 hours in the Spanish language that I had never learned. Just the camp meeting we had here at Parowan this fall, in July, it was around the 4th of July, the camp meeting. One night, 150 people received fillings in their teeth the Lord put in. It saved my granddaughter. She was one of them. It saved us over $1,000 we'd have to pay for dental work.
I guess so. I don't like us two being alone.
I know, Mary.
Question.
You're dead, Claire.
He can do a lot of wonderful things, but he cannot heal you.
And it gives me great pleasure to present...
Okay. Size 5.5.
No, size 4.5.
Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Count of four that time. I better get more worried looking. Here's my suspect something.
A beautiful filling the Lord put in gold. And the Lord puts in gold, he puts in silver, and he makes teeth white also.
Please, Arthur.
He wanted to take it away from me. He wanted to take it away. You hear me, Betsy? He wanted to take it away.
Come on, open up!
Who goes in there?
Dr. Sam, what did she tell you?
Has she mentioned it to you?
Did she tell you about by the window?
She did.
Well, still, this is a very old house. They can get in.
Well, there's a lock on your door that works quite well.
Why should I tear out of my memory all the horror of how you died? Of how young Jackson must have died.
Where will I throw the extra hormone solution, Mr. Prentice?
Just love every one of you and appreciate you. The Lord bless you.
The use. If a fact walked up and sat in your lap, you'd lose it.
Suit yourself.
Baby, his reactions do seem sort of slow.
There's someone in here! Oh, my God, my hand! Mrs. Child! He was locked in here with me. Help me, Mrs. Child!
Where is he?
Oh, why, Miss Clark, are you all right?
Hey, you, stop! Stop! Oh, oh, oh.
Mm. The courthouse just blew up.
Well, how do you know? This is a friend of Mr. Gore.
How grand.
Just called up to tell me my job has been given to another guy and that the police have a warrant for my arrest.
He's awful nice.
But I didn't get it at all. Do you think you could do me a favor?
The spaghetti sauce commercial. It's
number 9374.
Also, he said the world will come to an end by noon tomorrow, and there's 40 wild tigers in this part of
the town. Well, that's just splendid, but, Vic, maybe we oughtn't to talk family talk when we got company.
It's very funny, isn't it, Jackson? I ran away, and I was going to bring back to the world the greatest rose. But I brought back the greatest worms.
You'll find me.
Popco, we recognize you from the description in the paper. You got suspicious when you initialed that receipt.
What?
You were registered Adams or something. You initialed that receipt RF, and he got to thinking.
There was somebody there.
Yeah, yes, I did.
And don't trip and fall down.
If I do, I'll go boom.
Well, it's gone sideways here for the moment, but it couldn't be too far away. We'll eventually find that.
One of my heroes is Torquay Koenigs.
That's a good pick.
Oh, he's a wonderful person. Come on, don't pick on Torquay.
Is she gone?
Yeah.
You heard the kitchen door close?
Yeah.
Did you ever see such a fight, Vic?
No, I never did.
Did you ever in all your life see such a fight?